developing news this morning, a truck has collided with several cars, causing traffic chaos in the Sydney beachside suburb of Dee. Emergency crews are trying to free those trapped in the wreckage, and fuel is leaking from one of the cars. Motorists are being asked to avoid that area. The ABC has found that authorities in regional Australia are unable to deal with the rise of the drug ICE, particularly among young people. Four Corners has found evidence that children as young as 11 have been recruited to help outlaw bikie gangs manufacture and distribute the drug.
When I hit, mid-13 is when it all started to develop a lot more, because I had a fairly big clientele for my age.
That was from Four Corners last night. Now, rescuers are scaling back their search for survivors from the deadly snowstorm in Nepal. The death toll now stands at 40, and several Australians, including Simon Wilde and his 17-year-old daughter Sophie, are among those unaccounted for. Tony Abbott has just arrived back in Canberra after attending the inauguration of Indonesia's new president, Joko Widodo. The pair held their first meeting after the ceremony. The Prime Minister invited Mr. Widodo to attend next month's G20 meeting in Brisbane, but he has yet to decide whether he'll attend. And the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge's second child will be born in April next year. News of the due date was released in a statement from Kensington Palace overnight.